Current state on 90.5 WKAR. The 55th annual Detroit Boat Show continues at Cobo Center through this weekend. WKAR's Peter Wharf brings us the next in our series from the Expo with a first look at a Michigan-made product. Peter spoke with Gibbs Sports and Amphibians' Graham Jenkins about the new quad ski, a specialized craft at home, on water, and on land.
Well, the quad ski is a unique product. It can go 45 miles an hour on the land and 45 miles an hour on the water. It can change between the two in 5 seconds. And as you say, assembly started in Auburn Hills, just north of here, late last year. And the first units were shipped to be sold last month.
We're on the starboard side of this vehicle. And the wheels are down on one side. So from here, it looks like an ATV with a jet ski on top. But on the port side, it's wheels up. Can you give us a little more description of this vehicle?
Absolutely. It's been designed specifically that way so that it is regulated as an ATV on land and a PWC, or jet ski, on water. The main difference between it being one or the other, it obviously, is whether it's in water or on land. But on water, it lifts the wheels up out of the water, which is what enables it to get up to speeds of 45 miles an hour, whereas previously commercial amphibians have been limited to sort of below 6 miles an hour.
Graham, tell us about the development of the quad ski. When did the idea first come? Who was the designer? And how did this go from idea to production?
A little over 15 years ago, Alan Gibbs got fed up with nature telling him when he could take out his boat. So he started looking into the problem of trying to have something that goes on land and water. But the early attempts down in New Zealand weren't to his liking. He joined forces with a chap called Neil Jenkins, and together they managed to get a lot of stuff done. And 15 years, $200 million and 2 million man hours later, we're here with the first of our products, the quad ski, that has been being developed specifically since around 2007.
Looks like you just drive this straight into the water and it'll float, and then the wheels will come up.
A little bit more complicated than that. I'm afraid that you have to push one button to make that happen, and that takes about 5 seconds. So yeah, you drive in till you feel yourself floating, which is an unusual feeling in something with wheels, yeah. But unmistakable. Once you know you're floating, you hold the brake, press the button, and the wheels will pop up in about 5 seconds, and then you can hit the gas and off you go.
Have you ridden the thing?
A few times, yeah, before the water got a little hard at this time of year up here.
What's it like?
It is fun. For me, I've been on ATVs and jet skis. My problem is that I always tend to overextend myself. I flip off ATVs and jet skis, I get wet, I get bounced around. Because the quad ski is a slightly larger and longer wheelbase, it's much more stable on both land and water. I've managed to do a dive off the side of it. It's a much more confidence-inspiring machine, so I actually enjoy it more than its nearest rivals.
Graham, what's been the response to and the interest in the quad ski? I've seen a few people stop by with very interested looks on their faces.
Well, it always draws a crowd, you're quite right. It's interesting, it's new, people always love to see it. However, in terms of sales, this year we're only going to be making about 1,500. So especially in Detroit, that's low volume production, and that's going to be for our worldwide market. We're selling them for around $40,000, which reflects the sort of premium market we're going after in our first year. Sales seem to be going very well. We have a couple of dealers in Florida at the moment. As I said before, in Michigan, the season isn't quite here yet. The water's still too hard, mostly. And we have had very good reception wherever we've shown it. In one day at the Miami Boat Show, we managed to get I think we sold three of them.
Graham Jenkins for Gibbs Sports Amphibians. Graham, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
And you can see the quad ski and other exhibits at the boat show at wkar.org/currentstate.